This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain. Rain, rain, rain.
Ooh, rain, rain,
rain.
To me, we confuse the Temptations a lot with the Four Tops. They were both two very prevalent Motown groups. They actually toured together after the first 10, 12 years of their existence. They went on the road together, and I think there's one original member of each group that still is around, and they still are on tour. And the music still holds up. That's the cool thing about it. Speaking of holding things up, Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to hold up the world. We have the whole world in our hands. The universe is around. Sometimes, you know, we think of the universe as being our world, our planet. And so is not so. But I wonder how much you're paying attention.
Why isn't it?
Why not?
When we think about
why isn't it,
if
our
the universe
world?
Is truly infinite, we are the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to go further with that? Individually or the planet? Or
however we want to describe it. If it's really infinite, if it goes infinitely, every which direction, we are currently the center of the universe.
What an inspirational thought that is. Never thought about it that way. All right. I give you, you can carry that any way you want to. That's why you're here. I don't know that I've ever thought about it that way, frankly. Usually it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On to the next thing. Yeah. All right, let's see here. The leader of the French people, President Macron, is really trying to upset the apple cart when it comes to Russia. He says he's fed up with all the troops that he's had to send in other European countries now, all of a sudden, because the United States isn't, I mean, there's a good and a bad to this. The United States is not stepping up to pay all the bills. So in order to not have Putin prevail in Ukraine, the Europeans have stepped up. And, you know, they always defer to America because we have all the money, supposedly. That's what they think. But at any rate, there's plenty of money in European countries to be helping out. Country that's a lot closer to them than we are in terms of proximity. So he made a statement sending Western troops into Ukraine should not be ruled out, which is something that really set Putin off. And he warned that if, you know, the Europeans sent troops in to fight the Russians, that the war could escalate. And I don't know whether all the rest of the European leaders at this point agree with Macron. He's kind of always out there by himself. But I thought it was an interesting and kind of ballsy, if you'll pardon the expression. I thought that it was good, frankly. There was a taboo to this among the NATO countries. And so, but what future does Europe have? I guess this is the way I'll turn it around. If you've got a guy like Putin who thinks he can do whatever he wants with impunity, nobody's gone in to arrest him and bring him to the Hague and trial him for war crimes. Nobody's done anything except put up with him and his BS. Mm-hmm. So I think that Macron should be patted on the back for this. It's a bold pronouncement, and everybody else in Europe is taking note of it.
Yeah.
He has offered in the past pretty much favored provocation over preparation, and he's been arguing that since he went into office in 2017, Europe needed to be stronger. It needed more defense. It needed a greater strategic heft than it had. And so he's really lurched forward with that. And again, I think that it is about time that somebody stood up. Why isn't somebody saying, we don't even stand up to Putin? He does what he wants. Mm-hmm. With the Americans that go over there, just it's like, okay, I'll do what I want because nobody stops me. Somebody needs to put a bullet in his head. Should have happened a long time ago. Anyway, apparently now, my voice, excuse me for a minute.
Well, has there even been any update of the former ballerina who was detained in Russia?
Nope, not a word. Not a word. It's just that we have such terrible leadership. I'm just happy that somebody said, like Macron, I don't know that much about the guy, except he's got an older wife. That's about, and that, what has that got to do with him being president of France? It's just something people gossip about. But under the circumstances, we don't have the balsam here to do it. What do you think? Biden's going to really stand up to Putin? He hasn't at all. He's a weakling. And so are most of the other country, the leaders of other countries. They're weaklings. And so Putin, being the bully that he is, little short guy with a little wee-wee, that's what those guys do. He's like Napoleon. I'm going to defeat everybody. And he doesn't have any troops. He just, look at what's gone on. He has nothing except some nuclear bombs and some missiles, but he doesn't have troops. They were going to, when he started the war with Ukraine, we'll be done in 3 days. Oh, okay. It's 13 months later. And you're still there fighting these people who obviously have a lot more courage than your soldiers do and a lot more will, a lot more drive. Anyway, there are some people in Europe that are exasperated with Macron, but that's because they're cowards. And we don't need more cowards. We got a lot of them. People who... it's kind of like the old throw a Molotov, run by somebody's house and throw a Molotov cocktail in it and keep driving so nobody knows that it's you. That kind of stuff. The Europeans waking up and rubbing their eyes today, though, because they know they have to do something, but they don't have the courage to do what Macron... This is a disaster. It really is. The whole thing is a disaster. Our policy toward Ukraine, tanks, planes, long-range missiles. Anyway, the Germans are very much at odds. The Germans don't like this at all. So they've been taking shots at Macron. Nothing serious. It's just they don't agree. I don't know what the British are thinking. The Prime Minister of Britain is a weakling, too. It's a very frustrating reality, but kind of like, if I were king of the world, this is what I'd do. I wouldn't let Putin get away with what he's getting away with, that's for sure. All right, Jay, are you familiar with the term the she economy? It's actually the she economy. Do you know what that term signifies?
Oh, it sounds so familiar, and I feel like I learned about it once upon a time. It's the she dynasty. It has something to do with the she dynasty, right?
No. It has to do with what's going
on. I do not know then.
Economically in the world today, women-owned businesses and how the number has gone up. So at the moment, in the travel business, for example, over 25% of the businesses are owned by women. This has changed dramatically in the last 4 to 5 years. Home services, 34% of the home service businesses are now run by women. Let me come up with a couple of other examples. Interesting. Education is the weakest in here. The number of women who are running colleges, for example, or who are superintendents of schools, that's only like 5% of the number of people that have that job. And automotive services, this is really fascinating. More women own automotive service businesses than men at the moment. That's really interesting.
You know what? Let's see, that financial makes sense, because I feel like for even the last 20 years, any automotive, not a chain place, but any privately owned, have always been female owners.
And women. Yeah. There is, in terms of home services, to sort of kind of looking at this graph here, look at what has been traditionally a woman's business, a beauty business, right? But there are more new home service businesses that opened up this year or than the last year than beauty businesses, which I think that's interesting. So why is this important, one might say? This is something interesting. Somebody's comparing this to the Barbie phenomenon. They're bringing in Taylor Swift and her influence on women, and Beyonce and her influence on women, and women feeling like they've been dominated by men too long. So we're going to go.
Well, and also this narrative that strong women are always against each other, that there's never a companionship or a friendship or rooting each other on. And Taylor Swift and Beyonce are two big advocates in that conversation because people tried to pin them against each other with both of them having their big world tours at the same time and having them put into the tour movies and all of that stuff. And each one of them showed up to be there and support each one at the openings and everything. And it's one of those things of there's enough room for everybody to succeed.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing it in this, the development I'm working on. Some of the people that are contractors that we are seeing, the contractor business, women as general contractors in the last 5 years, the number of general contractor businesses listed to be owned by women has gone up 500% in the greater Boston area. And I'm looking at some of the other, in Chicago, handyman services operated by women up 200% in the last 5 years. In Austin, women owned the limo agency, and the biggest limo agency in Austin is run by women. Where else? I'm looking at some of the other stats that they've come up with. Anyway, you look at Miami, L.A., New York, they have the highest total number of new women-owned businesses in the last 12 months. Women investing in themselves, coming up with unique business ideas. This is neat. This is a banner year for entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs especially. Congratulations. That's cool. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media time, Jay. Social media in terms in this hour, I like to sort of dig around rather than focus on some of the trending things. What happens? How does this work? What goes on? And here, I saw this in one of the trades actually yesterday about how news organizations around the country are basically falling apart because the advertisers are going to social media instead of to these news organizations because there are more people watching. This is almost sick, frankly.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, the news organizations have their problems, frankly, unless they're an outfit like News Nation. But these social media companies that are sucking up all of the money in advertising that once went to media companies, not just news media companies, but radio companies, TV companies, all of this sort of thing. And people are going to follow what they want to do. You have free choice. But it's a very dramatic shift. And so these companies...
But the advertisers are smart to do this because that's where they're going to be seen and noticed more. More often than not, people are going to these news sites through social media. They're already on social media, and then they're clicking a link that takes them to the news site. Most people don't go directly to the news
site. And the news sites don't get paid for that. And that's really kind of an outrage. The news, they're trying to make deals with these various social media companies to be paid for allowing them to click through to the story. That's been a big issue at Facebook for a long time. Zuckerberg didn't want to share. For example, the Wall Street Journal, they're not going to let you just click onto a story there that they have been responsible for unless they get paid for the
you
click.
Have to subscribe.
As well they ought to be. Right, exactly.
Well, and I mean, how can they not anymore? We used to be able to go online and see things free because they still had, most people weren't going online. You were still buying the hard copy magazines the tangible items. And now with less and less people doing that, they still need the subscribers. You still need to subscribe to something. So instead of having your mail delivery subscription, it's online.
You know, you look, though, at some of the crazy stuff, some of these conspiracy theories that have radicalized a lot of people in America, built around social media gossip and rumors and stuff that isn't true. January 6th is a perfect example, I think, of that. But there are plenty of others go on all day, every day. The whole business about Facebook or Meta, if you will, allowing child sex exploitation to exist on Instagram. This is This is horrible. And yet these guys are considered credible, or these sites are considered credible, when they allow, you know, and then we're back to the free speech issue. They, because they aren't, you know, not a government-controlled entity, it's a private business, so they can do what they want. And that's okay, except allowing things like child porn and child exploitation and all of the stuff, human trafficking, how the hell is that good for, it's good for them, good for business, because they're obviously are perverts who want to go and look at that stuff. And so they banner it with advertising. Imagine that, huh? Imagine that. It's the sexploitation.
So
ugh. All right, speaking of gross, the government has figured out the Russian hackers are using some kind of new compromised router for their operations here and around the world, because they do have operations here. They don't have to be here. They got Edward Snowden, so he can cook up all of this stuff. There are other state-sponsored hackers that are exploiting some kind of a new router, using their credentials to break into them. The FBI can't seem to figure out how to fix it or how to deter them. They're just saying, well, look out, because this is a possibility. Okay, so a rumor is one thing, but there are all kinds of Russian cyber actors that have been created by the push that...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is declaring a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which has consumed 500,000 acres since Monday, is anticipated to expand even further. According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, this wildfire ranks as the second largest in the state's history. Both President Biden and former President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas, to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is set to visit Eagle Pass. Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal. It was a deal Trump opposed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
Okay. Do you want to play rough?
Okay.
Hello. Say hello to my little friend!
Aggressive.
It's Al Pacino at his best, right? Look out for that. A little, people consider that to be entertaining. Your idea of entertainment and mine is a little different, Jay. And I like to sort of settle in and be comfortable. Some people go to the movies or they watch television shows and they want to be excited. They want to be on the edge of their... They like that white-faced monster to jump out of the screen and get them. If that's what happens when those, whatever those things are with the chainsaws, you know, chopping everybody up.
The Freddies.
Yeah, not... But Scarface was one of those things pretty much in your face, if you know what I mean. So let us go back for a moment or two, in time, if we may, for a second, because once again, I've been talking a lot about what's in the universe, and I just spent a few minutes looking at some of the other things that are on the NASA website and trying to, in my own mind, figure out what time and space is all about. And people trying to figure, I asked earlier, why are we here? We're here to help. We're here to serve. We're here to be, to do something in a dynamic that can't be done in another dynamic. But are there other dynamics? Some of you believe that there are, and some of you believe that there are not, that this is the only adventure that your energy, your being will have. I don't happen to subscribe to that. And maybe it's because I'm a Pollyanna. Maybe it's, well, you're unrealistic. People say, you know, that you're just you're just ash or dirt or whatever. And what's the old expression? Ashes to ashes and dirt to dirt. But I don't choose to believe that. And so you believe what you want. It doesn't make any difference to me what you believe. I know what I believe. And if you ask me, I'll tell you. Other than that, you know, one of the things that's so magnificent about what we have here is the magnificence of our body and our mind. And it seems too easy for some people because they take it for granted. Okay, so here we are. Well, how'd we get here? Where'd you come from? Where are you going? It's something I do want you to be, I want to upset you a little. I want you to, right? Let's, you know, challenge people in their thinking. Whatever. And religion does a horrible job of getting you to think. And I say that kind of respectfully and lovingly, but religion doesn't require you to think. You just have to buy into what it is that they're selling. And most of the time it requires no thinking at all. And so then I just think you have to, you don't have to, but it's kind of good to think outside the box.
And when you really study all of the different religions, aside from actions, like religion and belief systems, one thing, but when the actions of a belief system causes harm to other people, you know, that's a no-go. But religion across the board, all of the religions have the same relative teachings. They all are about, you know, doing well unto others, doing well for yourself, living a quote-unquote good life. And I don't want to say like behaving, but just being a decent human being, that's really what a lot of the teachings are.
That means it's good, and no question about that. And the more...
Not all of the teachings. Some of the teachings are pretty dark. When you really you really look at it, a lot of them are very dark.
Yeah, they are. I don't believe that a benevolent, you know, God what's the expression? God-fearing people? No, God's not interested.
Not if you're a Lutheran.
My God, anyway.
Really? Yeah, the Lutheran religion, it's not about fearing God. It's understanding his unconditional love.
Yeah. Well, that's what kind of a power greater than we are, that, in fact, if you believe that it created, this sounds like I'm on the religious channel, but I'm not. It's a philosophy. I'm a philosopher, I guess, in a manner of speaking. And I like to, you know, dig into this stuff. Even though there are other things that people find this hard to deal with. They don't find talking about Lauren Boebert hard. There's a big contrast there between the reality of what life is all about, and then there's Lauren Boebert. So this is not necessarily about her. In the last 24 hours, the conversation has been about her son, who's 18 years old, who's in jail after being arrested in connection with a string of vehicle break-ins and thievery. His name is Tyler, arrested, facing felony charges, criminal possession, multiple victims, conspiracy to commit a felony. This kid, well, you know what? It's all what your parents either teach you or don't teach you. So there's something, and maybe I'm hard on Lauren Boebert because I think she's nothing more than trailer trash.
Well, she's gotten into some issues herself, especially recently.
Right.
But when you look at, I believe it was her first husband, and now I can't remember his name, like 2 weeks before Tyler was born, I believe he was arrested on charges of indecent exposure, lewd assault, stuff like that.
Well, he also was threatening to harm her, I think. That was part of his routine.
Yeah, it's just probably was not a great upbringing, and it definitely seems like he did not have solid parental guidance.
She didn't either. There may be 22 possible charges, by the way, once they work this thing through the system in the next day or two.
Was this gang activity?
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know the answer.
It was car theft, right? It'd been like a string of
cars. You can't do that by yourself. Yeah. Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the legal troubles that the Boebert family has had, her ex-husband, as you were suggesting, was arrested in, I guess there were two different charges against him. She was given a temporary restraining order to keep him away from her. He didn't like the fact that she had a new boyfriend. And remember when she was taken out of that theater in Denver, Beetlejuice, where she was fondling the guy that she was with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's this kind of stuff. But where did she come from? You're not just like this because you're like this because of some kind of influence that either created a vacuum in your ability to figure things out or know what's right and wrong.
Yeah. How much was nurture?
Yeah, nurture.
Is it a psychology situation or a societal situation? I always loved studying psychology and sociology because they were two completely different aspects that still come together to create who we are as people.
Yep, exactly. All right, a couple of more names in the news beside Ms. Boebert. Richard Lewis, well-known comedian, star of any number of television. He was basically a stand-up guy. He started on the Johnny Carson Tonight program. He was in Curb Your Enthusiasm. He kind of had droll, dry sense of humor. He had Parkinson's disease, and he died the other day. Anyway, he was an interesting guy, but everybody knows who he is, so that's why I pass it along, passing.
Mm-hmm. I loved him as Prince John and Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Did you? He had that look, those thick eyebrows and the thick hair. There's something about that presence that was interesting. Another person who's in the news today is Prince Harry, who has lost his security clearance, I guess, as much as anything else?
Yeah, for when in the UK.
England. Yeah. So why are they being so hard on him, and who's behind this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would seem to me that his father, who's the king, if he didn't want this to happen, would just say, no, leave him alone.
Yeah, knock it off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But that isn't what happened,
his visits to go see his father, who is currently fighting cancer. And it's one of those things of, I get if people are feeling a little upset about that he wanted to leave the royal life. And I understand if they're like, okay, well, you're not going to have any kind of security while you're in the States. That's your choice. That's your bed. You made it. Go sleep in it, whatever that saying is.
Right.
But when he's coming back home, even if he's defected from the royal life, he's still related to the king, to the future king. And anybody who wants to do those two people harm can go through him. They can go, they can do it with him. It's one of those things of, if somebody has an issue with somebody else, they'll go at their loved ones. So the fact that they're being so against giving him any type of security, even not just for his
small
own
mind,
but it's not like if somebody has a problem with him, but if somebody has a problem with the people that he is related to, they can go get him because he won't have security. Yeah. Why does that seem smart? It's very petty is not even a strong enough word.
Very petty. But when I look at some of this stuff and think about how these people function, there's a lot of pettiness there. And I don't know whether I think Brits are more petty than other people, but it's a wonderful culture. I love England. I'm going to go there this summer with my daughter and my grandson for a few days. I haven't been for a number of years. I used to go when Meghan was in school there. I'd go over every month for a week, make sure she was okay. You grew to love the people, love the country, love the atmosphere, just love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not lovable, this kind of stuff. Yeah, this stuff is not lovable. This is penny ante BS, frankly. All right, let's visit Willy Wonka, in a manner of speaking. Where did this start? It was a book about Willy Wonka, right? Before there were movies?
I believe so.
Yeah. So where is this theme park, a Disney theme park, the Willy chocolate experience? Is that part of
No, it was just, I think it was some kind of like event, one-off event based off of Willy Wonka, and people were not thrilled about it. The way it was promoted, the pictures and visualizations that were used in promoting this were ended up being AI generated, not real photos taken from the from the area. It was almost like a Willy Wonka version of what was it called? Firefest.
Yeah, Firefest, I think it was called. Anyway, so there have been people complaining about it, children crying because it isn't what the people thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And I guess the reason I'm talking about it is not, don't go there. Anything that's connected, this is something, the particular one that I'm talking about right now is a company based in London, but the events took place in Glasgow where things seem to be awry. But this is something that will travel around the world, certainly probably the Western world. And it's not worth the powder it would take to, you know, do what with it. So, and that's what happens. These people, a lot of times people take something that's well-known, famous, yada, 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 and they turn it around and try to make money off of this stuff. And it's, you know, they don't give you a quality experience. They don't give you anything. You just, you know, it's, it really is. It's, what is the old expression? Caveat emptor. Remember that Latin expression? You know what that means?
No, what?
Caveat emptor. The buyer need the buyer beware. You don't go into something unless, but these tickets are expensive too. Don't go here unless you, it's like me going to that movie the other night about the lesbians. It's horrible. What a waste of money. But I didn't know that before I went in because Matt Damon was in it, and I thought, huh? I've forgotten what the name of it is. Even put it out of my mind.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-900-6177 to speak to an expert. That's 800-900-6177.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Extend your life.
with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Past the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's got his arms wrapped around the news of the week and also some of your questions that have been called in at 855-999-3684. That's the way to leave questions. That phone line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Help yourself. Got a question for Ken? Help yourself, literally, by calling 855-999-3684. Questions about Crohn's disease and what happens. How does it? Well, first of all, let's talk about what Crohn's disease is and how you treat it, Ken.
Sure, Doug. Crohn's disease is involves inflammation of the intestines. It's possibly due to an autoimmune reaction. Symptoms, they include diarrhea, cramping, abdominal pain, and fatigue. And Crohn's causes enough intestinal damage that as many as 1 in 10 patients will require urgent abdominal surgery to treat their condition within the first year of diagnosis.
Wow.
But there is some good news.
So what happens? Yeah, let's go.
So out of the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology, that means the liver, journal this week, they really give us some hope. In this study, about 80% of those who got therapy with an immune-suppressing drug called infliximab, easy for you to say, shortly after their Crohn's diagnosis, they experienced an improvement in their symptoms and inflammatory markers related to the disease. This was by comparison to only 15% of patients who received conventional therapy had similar results. So this infliximab is really huge hope for those who have Crohn's. So if you know anyone who has Crohn's disease, and I bet many of you do, let them know about this new immune-suppressing drug treatment. It's just new in the sense that it's starting early, not waiting, getting to it fast, and not waiting for the disease to be rip-roaring and not doing well.
Right. All right, let's find out about earbuds and headphones. Do they help when it comes to hearing? I have been wearing headphones for 60 years, 4 or 5 hours a day. My daughter says that I need hearing aids because every time she says something to me, I say, what'd you say? But I have my hearing tested, and the hearing test always comes out great. I think I hear what she's saying, but she doesn't think I do. So what's the, have I done damage to myself by wearing headphones all these years, Ken?
Well, what we know is that prolonged or extreme exposure, Doug, to high volumes of noise can result in hearing loss or tinnitus, which is constant ringing in the ears. And the news this week from the University of Michigan, their children's hospital, a survey is that many younger children could be permanently damaging their hearing by blasting loud music on their earbuds and headphones. Apparently, 2 in 3 parents say their child between the ages of only 5 and 12 regularly pop listening devices in their ears. So, mom and dad, you want to make sure you limit the use of these things and especially the volume the kids are using. And good luck in trying to accomplish this.
Right, exactly. There's a story floating around this week about Medicare costs going down dramatically this year. What do you make of that, Dr. Ken?
Medicare costs in terms of, I'm not sure I quite know where you're going with that.
The price of prescription drugs and other health care expenses, supposedly the Inflation Reduction Act will force these things to go down. I guess that's one part of our focus.
I hear everybody from Missouri saying, show me. So let's see what happens.
Tell me about this group of doctors that's gotten together to try to work out a future for private medicine. You sent me an article about that. I wanted people listening to the program to hear a short explanation. We only have 30 or 40 seconds here.
Well, you wonder whether there's an effort to get rid of private medicine. And, you know, you just wonder because the facts show that since 2001, Doug, there's been an inflation adjusted 30% decrease in reimbursement for physicians' work. And the work that is reimbursed to physicians, you have to look at it as opposed to hospitals or nursing homes. This is what's used to run physicians' practice. And how can you run a practice 30% reduction since 2001? And that's where the problem is occurring.
Yep. All right, there's some food for thought. Thank you for your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.